Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here of Hockman and Crowder. Again, if you're just tuning in or you're looking for more information on the Tiger Woods car accident, there's a little bit of an update here. If you missed it earlier, Tiger Woods involved in a single car wreck, and he had to be extricated by the jaws of life by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Daniel Rappaport, who's a staff writer at Golf Digest, and he's their Tiger Woods correspondent, he tweets out a statement from Tiger Woods agent Mark Steinberg. Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery, and we thank you for your privacy and support. So the good news is it doesn't sound like his life is in danger. You know, you hear a rollover car wreck and extricated by the jaws of life, and you start to think the worst. It doesn't sound to me, by that statement from his agent, that his life is in danger, but multiple leg injuries, for those of us that enjoy watching Tiger play golf, is not the greatest news in the world. So,
no, okay. And he just like I said, he came off that back surgery. He was trying to play in the Masters, and now probably not going to play in the Masters.
I saw that. So this morning, I'm looking at it, and I saw Tiger, you know, non-committal on the Masters, and I was so bummed because if you look for any positives during COVID, it's that we get a couple Masters tournaments within like 4 or 5 months of each other. Yeah. But it's so much more fun when Tiger's in it. So there is Adam Schefter just tweeted out a screenshot from ABC7 in Los Angeles, and it's a picture of the car that Tiger Woods. So it almost looks as if it rolled down an embankment or something, because it's like the picture is just kind of in the scrub, you know, like it's nowhere near a road.
I hope it has nothing to do with any drugs and all
of
that.
Of course, I
hope it's miscalculation, you know, messing around with his phone, just something like that, because we already saw the thing in Florida. And he thought he was in California and all that. So I hope it's on the straight and narrow, and it's a normal car accident. Hell, he ran off the road.
Yeah, I'm looking at a video of it now. So the car is on its side and pretty banged up. You can see the front windshield is completely shattered, and the engine, almost the front of the car, is almost totally bashed in. So obviously, we will keep you up to date on that. That is obviously terrible news on a Tuesday. Let's get the rest of the headlines, though. Here is Alejandro Solana.
We'll start off with the Miami Heat. They won their third straight game yesterday, ending that seven-game road trip with three consecutive victories, 108-94 over Oklahoma City. 4-3 on that road trip, guys.
All right. And we talked with Crotty about it in the last hour. 4-3, you got to be happy with that. Solana, were you thrilled last night when they won? You know, it was like a tough first half, and then they go ahead, they win, they come home 4-3. Were you thrilled?
I would say I wasn't thrilled just because the Heat offensively have not been good, especially over this seven-game road trip. And yesterday in that first half, again, the offense was dreadful. It was a tough watch in the first half. But, yeah, they won, which is the most important part. Their defense looks good. And Jimmy Butler didn't play in the fourth quarter, which I also think was a huge positive. So 4-3 is good, Hawk.
Yep, totally agree. Oh.
And that first half looked like a JCC game.
Yeah.
Nobody could hit a shot. That
oh,
was
my God.
Ugly.
And they kept saying, Crotty and Eric Reed kept saying, this team looks tired. Seven-game road trip, West Coast swing. This team just looks like they are out of it. And they did. They really did.
Yeah. The my most pleasurable point of this road trip was the Laker win, obviously. I love watching them take down LeBron.
Yes.
Yes. It's a 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless Dolly.
Even in that Laker win, though, Crowder, in the second half, the Heat only scored like 40 points or just around 40 points. Like, they're going to have to fix something offensively if they really want to make some noise this year, especially in the playoffs.
Lakers lost to the Wizards last night, huh?
They did.
Yep. Yeah. Overtime.
Yeah.
Boogie. My answer's Boogie. If you want to get the offense going, Boogie Cousins, baby. And if you get Boogie Cousins, you keep him away from the Lakers because I heard reports that the Lakers want to sign Boogie Cousins. The Heat have to go look into it.
Well, the Heat did get granted a $4.7 million exception, disabled player exception, after they lost Myers Leonard for the season. It expires April 19th. I was also reading that a quick important note there, that if the Heat trade Myers Leonard before they use that, then they lose the exception.
I'm sure there's a huge trade market for Myers Leonard. Was that one of your bits?
No, you laugh, but Myers Leonard makes $9 million. He's on a team option next year, so essentially any team that trades for him could just waive him or not pick up the team option next season. So he's on an expiring deal, and a lot of the Heat's assets, Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn, their salary is very low because they're still on rookie deals. So Myers Leonard is a trade chip because of his large contract.
Oh, I see what you're saying. A throw-in piece. Okay, I
Correct.
Got you. I was saying I can't imagine a lot of NBA teams looking around going, no. Oh, you're interested in trading Myers Leonard? We'll take him.
No, nobody is trading for Myers Leonard, but the Heat could use Myers Leonard as a trade piece.
I got you. Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Tomorrow, Heat-Raptors, 8 p.m. The Raptors play tonight against the Sixers.
All right. I'll scout it out. I'll watch it for you.
Florida Panthers.
What I mean by that is I'll gamble on it. That's, if I can translate for you, I will be betting that game. Since there's no Heat or Panthers game, I'll be betting that game.
Please send me your notepad notes if you do scout. I would love to see them.
Fred Van Vliet. Still strange name.
Norman
Not
Powell.
Not scared of Norman.
Did you know they're not in Canada this season? ? They come in with all these hot button points.
You know what? Remember we were talking about you coming to help me coach high school players in football?
Yes.
The same thing. I'm still down with. I would just love you to be a part of an organization, how silly you are, and really come up and talk.
I would be Matt Foley on Saturday Night Live in a van down by the river. That's the speech I would give them. I'm in.
I would love it.
I'm in. Got my notepad from tonight's Sixers-Raptors game. Drake not in attendance. How about we do that? Should we all take notes, actual notes, during the Sixers-Raptors game and compare them tomorrow and see what we all, like, what jumped out at each of us?
Meeting of the minds. I'm down.
What happened to our laugh track, Solana? When are we going to implement that?
Whenever you want. I'm ready to go with the laugh track.
All right. So maybe tomorrow. Maybe we'll do the laugh track tomorrow.
All right. Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
The Florida Panthers, they beat Dallas.
Do you have an actual laughter sound right now?
Yeah, I do. I have.
Okay, so let me just practice. Like, let's say we're just riffing here about the Raptors game, and I say that thing about Drake, right? I just want to hear how the show would sound. We're thinking of implementing a laugh track, a live laugh track during radio. This has never been done before for a four-hour radio program. We think this could change AM radio. We think this could revolutionize. We actually think this could save AM radio. So here would be an example. We're just talking, Raptors, Sixers. Yeah, well, here's some of my notes. Drake not in the stands. I love it. I think it revolutionizes the format.
I enjoy it. I won't lie.
All right. All right. We'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow, Solana. Okay, but that wasn't funny. Only when it's appropriate. You can't overdo it, all right?
All right. All right.
First rule of laugh track. Don't overdo it.
Can't promise that, though. No problem.
Well, I know, but maybe at the beginning, until you're bored with it.
You're putting it on him, huh?
Yeah. Maybe I should hold the keys to the laugh track.
Maybe a key word or, a safe word, just something.
Right, like I text you. Now.
And then back in, too, like we need a safe word where we keeps hitting it. We say right. Cucumber. Like we hear
right,
cucumber.
Because what's going to happen is then I'm going to go, all right, Solana, enough already. And then he's going to fire off the laugh track. But I'm really actually going to exactly. Well, if you throw the applause in, I'm good. Because that plays on my ego. All right, folks.
Ridiculous.
The Panthers.
Right, what else you got?
They'll play Dallas. Remember, they're playing them three times in a row. Yesterday, 3-1 victory. Tomorrow's game against Dallas, a 5 p.m. start time.
Okay. Tomorrow, our show will be on 790 The Ticket from 2 till 6, and we'll be on 560 The Joe from 2 till 5 only.
Yeah. And in the Champions League, round 16, first leg, these games just kicked off. Atletico de Madrid versus Chelsea. Bayern Munich also in action. Finally, guys, today's National Banana Bread Day.
Oh, I love banana bread.
Yeah.
My wife makes the best banana bread. Oh, and the smell of the banana bread wafting through the house. The best.
She puts nuts in there?
No, but she puts chocolate chips in sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're talking, baby. Them nuts. I don't like them nuts.
I don't like that either. Ruins the banana bread.
Banana bread with chocolate chips?
Because the weird thing is, Lori, if you go somewhere, you go to like a hotel in the morning or something, you can get a banana nut muffin. Well, I would have a banana muffin, but the banana nut muffin, I don't need crunchy nuts in the muffin, you know? I just want the banana, yeah.
Wow, Lori's doing it over there, man. Hey, mail me a slice.
I'll get you a loaf. When she fires up a loaf of banana bread, she usually makes like 6 or 7, hands them out to people in the neighborhood. So I'll get you on the next list.
Hey, the hell with Norm down the street. Send it my way this time.
Somebody texts in, wait, wasn't Solana's horn supposed to revolutionize AM radio? Yeah, it didn't work. Nothing happened with the ratings. So.
It keeps swinging.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, let's get to weather. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. About a 30% chance of rain, which means a 70% chance of no rain. Visibility is at 10 miles per hour, 4 on the UV index. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 69.
Nice.
That's your weather.
All right. There seems to be a little bit of an update here on Tiger Woods. Let me see if I can find it again. He was in a rollover car accident this morning in Los Angeles. He was extricated via the jaws of life, and he is in the hospital right now undergoing surgery, according to his agent. Let me see if I can find this update here. Anna Cabrera from CNN reporting that Tiger Woods suffered moderate to critical injuries after being pulled from his car in the rollover crash in Rancho Palos Verdes, according to Los Angeles County PIO Henry Narvez. So there you go. He is. And then the latest statement, again, that we got from his agent is that he had suffered multiple leg injuries and was undergoing surgery, and that was from his agent, Mark Steinberg. So That is the latest. We'll keep you up to date. We're going to circle back now to Solana saying that he could score a bucket off John Crotty, and Solana that he could score a bucket off Michael Jordan. And what were you telling me during one of the breaks, that you played Carlos Arroyo in the JCC League?
Yeah, in the same league I played, and Carlos Arroyo was on a team. Glenn Rice was on one of the teams as well.
And how'd you do?
Oh, I didn't cover them. No. I didn't cover
Why
them.
Why not?
They didn't want to waste. They didn't want you to waste your energy on defense. They needed you for scoring.
Yeah. They didn't want me to exert all my energy on defense. You know, holding Carlos Arroyo behind the three-point line, not easy.
I mean, good God, you have such a delusion of grandeur. Ryan, one of the founders of Funky Buddha Brewery, he texted me that you wouldn't be able to score on KC, let alone Lisa Leslie or Cheryl Swoops. So, and KC, we know, is on an inhaler. So I don't, you know, I just don't know.
But Solana has asthma, too. That would be the shortest basketball game of the time.
That's why it's a one bucket in five, because no one can go any further. Where's the laugh seconds. Track?
Check up.
I was waiting for it. And another thing, Solana uses an inhaler. I mean, most guys go to the bench, they take a sip of Gatorade. Solana takes a breath on his inhaler. Yeah, you tell me that this can't revitalize AM radio.
We're gonna show it, though, if it does.
I'm telling you. All right, so our program director, Len Weiner, is going to jump on next because he's got some experience in radio personalities believing that they can actually compete with professional athletes. And Len was telling me on the phone last night, I'm like, why don't you tell this on the air so Solana can hear it from you? So Len will jump on with us next. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open. Speaking of Len... The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are... Laugh track. Speaking of Len... The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location that's central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. You can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. Of course, they've got happy hour until 6. You know, you grab your friends after work, you head on over to any Cheetah Club. You got Pompano Beach, got Hallandale Beach, got West Palm Beach. They'll take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Also, enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight. You can watch the Canelo fight this Saturday. The Canelo fight, Cheetah Pompano. Watch it with your favorite Cheetah lady. Or if you're closer to Hallandale Beach, you can watch it in their ultra high-tech sports lounge. You can get all the details on their website, which is CheetahSOFL.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. We are keeping an eye on the Tiger Woods news. If anything happens, we will let you know, of course. Quick break, then more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
My left testicle, I'm going to name him Solana.
Hock and Crowder.
Oh, you might play a little Rick Ross or Bruce Springsteen for the boss.
Yep.
The boss is coming on, Solana. You don't want to give him the proper respect?
This is Men at Work. We all work together. We're working right now.
No. We work for him. Yeah. Don't get it twisted, young buck. He's the boss. We don't work together. We work for him. You don't understand that?
I got it now. I think I got it. That's pretty clear.
I got it now.
And, Hawk, be on your best behavior, Hawk. Don't act crazy.
I can't help it. I have a personality defect.
I'm going to turn my back on you. This the boss, man. I'm going to turn my back on you.
I have a personality defect. Again, we're monitoring the Tiger Woods accident. So if you're seeing push notifications on your phone or you're seeing it on social media, Tiger Woods was hospitalized after being involved in a single car accident in Los Angeles this morning. He is in surgery right now, according to his agent. He was extricated from the accident, from his automobile, via the jaws of life. He's in surgery right now. His agent said he's got multiple leg injuries. So the good news is it doesn't seem life-threatening from what I can gather just, you know, on social media. And the actual statement from Tiger Woods agent Mark Steinberg is Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery, and we thank you for your privacy and support. And if you check out, there's several news Twitter accounts. I just see it on MSNBC right now. I saw it on Sky News earlier where there's actual video of the car on its side. And you can see that it was not a little ding. It was a legit crash. Obviously, if you have to be extricated with the jaws of life, then you know that there was some damage. That means you couldn't open the doors and walk out. You know, that there was some real damage. So we'll keep an eye on that. So we talked earlier in the show. We talked yesterday. Solana has delusions of grandeur when it comes to his athletic skills. And John Crotty was on with us earlier. And Crotty, you'd admit, Crowder, very diplomatic.
Yes.
Like he did. And by the way, really didn't pay it much mind, which leads me to believe that Crotty knows he'd never get a bucket off him, right?
Crotty doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, though.
Yeah, He was just kind of like, yeah, okay, I'm sure he might be able to hit a shot, but didn't sound like Crotty was very worried. But Len Weiner is our program director, and when we were talking about this on the show yesterday, you know, Solana thinking that he could actually compete with professional athletes, Len called me last night and he was like, you know, I got a couple stories and he shared with me. And I said, why don't you come on the radio and tell those to Solana because maybe he'll respect you enough as the boss. Now, Solana playing Men at Work coming in, I don't think he respects you as the boss, Len, but that's a whole nother story. But Len, who is our program director, is also the man responsible for putting Mike and Mike together on the radio. They were just two separate Mike. Personalities at ESPN. Oh. And what'd you call them?
They were just two separate mics, and he made the Mike and Mike.
There you go. No, yeah, you actually put it better than I did. They were two separate mics, and he put them together, made Mike and Mike, which is like putting together chocolate and peanut butter, making a Reese's peanut butter cup. Anywho, here is Len. Do I have to bring you on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Len?
Of course you do.
We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Sorry, Len. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. I was trying to show nervousness.
Don't you mess this up for me.
Between Hollywood and Sheridan. First, before we talk about Solana, do you like our show?
Are you proud of what you do?
That takes a lot.
I mean, do you like our show? I'm going to give you an either or, okay? Whose show do you like better, Hockman and Crowder, Tobin and Leroy?
TC and Dina on Kiss.
Wow. He went off the board to a totally different radio station. All right, fair enough. He's going to be diplomatic as well.
I'm digging the laugh track.
Right? We're revolutionizing AM radio.
I'm digging the laugh track. Can I try it out?
Yeah, sure. Give us your best material.
Okay, all right. Here we go. What time is the best time to go to the dentist? 2:30.
Oh,
no. 2:30. Stupid.
All right. Well, that brings me
to 2:30. Yeah.
That brings me to Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Fire off Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. I got one for you.
On the Hawk and Crowder show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
Did you guys hear about the child who got arrested for refusing to take a nap? He was charged with resisting arrest. Do you like this show, Len?
You proud of what you do?
Your joke was way better, Lynn. I'll tell you that now. Like, yeah. You're amazing.
You should play the laugh track under that, Solana.
All right. So, Solana. Okay. So,
yeah,
I'm just like.
Close. So, but tell Solana what you were telling me. Because what happens is when radio personalities get around athletes, they begin to believe, because they see them every day as normal humans, they begin to believe that they can compete at a athletic level like a professional. And Solana needs a little sense talked into them.
And you are 100% correct. I have worked with so many radio personalities who think they can beat professional athletes at a sport that the professional athlete didn't play, or they could at least perform well. And I have proof that that's impossible, Solana. And you're crazy. So here are my stories. First story, Mike and Mike. Mike Golic, former NFL player. Mike Greenberg, announcer type. Mike Greenberg was convinced, because he played tennis 3-4 days a week, that he could beat Mike Golic in tennis because Mike Golic had never played tennis in his life. Greenberg just peppered him all the time. I can beat you. I can beat you. I can beat you. You've never played tennis. I play 3-4 times a week. I belong to a club. Did he? Golic? I'll cream you in tennis. All right. So they played. Golic never picked up a tennis racket in his life. Golic, years removed from the NFL, terribly out of shape, although he's in pretty good shape right now, terribly out of shape when he plays Greenberg. Solana, guess who won?
Greenberg.
Golic. No, Golic. Creamed him. Killed him.
Solana is on brand.
Him.
Do you know, Len, that Solana played Joe Rose in tennis? Now, Joe Rose, you have the paperwork because you're the boss. Is he in his 80s or 70s?
He's in his mid-80s.
I mean, did we think twice about naming a station the Joe after a guy that's already in his 80s?
No.
Or did that,
no.
that got past everyone? Anyway. But Solana played tennis against Joe Rose. Joe Rose wiped him off the court.
Yep.
Then Solana played tennis against Ira Winderman. And Ira Winderman ran him off the court. So the tennis example, I think, hits home, Solana. Are you understanding now?
Len, that was in 2018. I was a couple years removed from a wrist surgery, couldn't hit the backhand properly. And that was 3 years ago.
2 years removed from a wrist surgery?
That was,
and you,
Len,
couldn't hit the backhand properly?
Len,
what kind of wrist surgery was this?
I tore the scaphoid totally in half. And if you knew anything about the wrist or the hand, it is the bone with the least amount of blood flow that goes through it, so the hardest to repair. And Len, that was 3 years ago. I'm a totally different person now. Totally different person.
Golic never played tennis in his life, and he destroyed Greenberg.
Yeah. All right. And now give the other story. Because this one, like, because I've played Crowder in basketball, and when we did the toy drive there at that Boys and Girls Club, there was a basketball court. And the truth of the matter is, just based on size alone, if Crowder, who's not a professional basketball player, didn't want me to score, I would never score. And Crotty played against the best.
Correct. And I heard you talking about that yesterday. He defended the best, is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
He defended the best. Okay. So when I was at ESPN in Chicago, we had an NBA contributor, a great NBA player who has since passed on, named Norm Van Leer. Norm was a Chicago Bull. Norm was really, really good. You know, he was a starter on the Bulls. He was a starter in the NBA. He was just a really good part of those Bulls teams, a great NBA player. So I'm getting to know Norm. He's a really friendly guy, and he'd come into the station a lot and hang out and talk. So one day I'm a little comfortable. I'm like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. So I see Norm. Norm's walking in, and Norm's like a foot taller than me, which is not saying much because I'm so small. But Norm's like a foot taller than me, and I start to pretend to dribble. I'm like dribbling all around. So Norm goes into defense mode. Boom. Okay, I'm covering Len now. So I'm pretending to drill. I'm like faking shots. And finally, I put one up. You know what he did, Solana? He elbowed me really hard in the ribs, and all my air came out. You don't think you're going to play John Crotty and you're not going to get whacked in the ribs or the knees or the neck? It destroyed me. And I didn't even have a ball. It was fake.
And Solana, it's only 6 years removed now from your wrist surgery, so you're not even at 100%.
Len, I'm an athlete.
I'm here.
I'm an athlete. And Crotty hasn't played in the NBA. He retired, I think, in 2003. I mean, it's been
here's the
it,
here's
it's been
the problem,
18
Len.
Years, Len. Len. 18 years.
Len, you've dealt with Alex as an employee. Here's the lesson. He's not going to listen to you, right? He doesn't listen to
Correct.
Me. He doesn't listen to Crowder. He doesn't listen to you. He is
Correct.
A man on an island by himself. Do you remember last week when he showed up at our Zoom meeting sleeveless? How inappropriate was that? Did Norm Van Leer ever show up to a meeting sleeveless?
Norm Van Leer, he knew how to dress.
Yeah.
Norm was sharp. He didn't wear like a tank top to a meeting.
I think we've learned something about Solana here. It's essentially because I've said to him, hey, you won't be able to score. Crowder said it. Texters have said it. Now your boss is on Solana. He's telling you, and you're going to refuse to listen to everyone, correct?
I am. You know, a lot of people told me I'll never be on AM radio. A lot of people told me, Len.
Well, that's because they thought AM radio wasn't going to exist in 2021. I digress. I'm sorry.
Len, a lot of people told me I'll never produce the afternoon show. I'll never work with Hawk and Crowder. And guess what? Here I am telling everybody about how I'm an athlete on Hawk and Crowder.
But in all fairness, Big O got a lot of stuff wrong.
Correct. Solana, look, man, I admire your confidence, but just those two real life stories. You know what? Here's the deal. I'll buy you and your girlfriend a dinner at a restaurant of your choice if you think. Are you recording this, by the way, so we have it as proof?
Yeah.
I will buy you and your girlfriend dinner. Whoa. Dinner at a restaurant of your choice if you can score a point on John Crotty and if you ever get into position to play Michael Jordan in one-on-one. Dinner of your choice.
Yeah. Okay. I'll buy you a restaurant if you play Michael Jordan in one-on-one. You don't even have to score. I'll just buy you a restaurant if you can set that up.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Len. Do you like our show?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right. We haven't gotten an answer out of him. Have you noticed that?
You sound
that,
amazing, Len. You sound wonderful.
Oh, knock it off, Crowder.
Angelic, that voice, just angelic, Len. I look forward to talking to you every day.
He said the same thing about Ryan McGuire when he'd come in.
Yeah, oh, God. All right, on that note, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Bye, Len. See you, Len. Yeah, I just realized something. There is zero respect for the employee-boss relationship in Solana's mind, which I think is true for a lot of millennials.
Yeah.
Because now that I put it all together, he wore the sleeveless shirt, and then even coming on, and he plays Men at Work, and he says, yeah, we all work together. He does not realize that there's a boss-employee relationship. He just thinks we all work together. And I think that's one of your disconnects, Solana.
I mean, we all work under the umbrella that is Entercom, and I like to think we're a team, all of us, a team.
No doubt. We are.
There's the coach and there's the players. You're a player, Solana.
Bingo.
Right, but 15 strong. Pat Riley preached about 15 strong, and I think we're one of
15. And Pat Riley made all the decisions.
Yeah. Were they 15 strong when they didn't give D-Wade that contract?
No, that was Pat Riley strong. All right, so you will not move off your thought that you can score off John Crotty.
I will not. No, if anything, I'm pushing against or for this more. Like, I want to play John Crotty. I already told him once the interview is over, let's set this up. Whenever he's down, I'm down, and I think I can score a basket on John Crotty.
All right.
Did you listen to Len, like, where Crotty knows stuff? So, like, if you try to back down or do something, he can throw an elbow into your spine and you won't be able to move.
That's fine. I mean, if he wants to play dirty, I'll play dirty back.
But there, there's no dirty. There's not enough dirt on you. You can't. Yeah, there's no dirt.
Played dirty basketball. Oh my goodness. Look at what just got tweeted out by Radio Ink magazine. Now, Radio Ink is a legend in the broadcast industry. Obviously, it's a trade magazine revolving around our industry, radio. Solana, this is going to make you very nervous. They just tweeted this. Should radio still carry local weather forecasts? Find out tomorrow in our Wednesday morning headlines.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, that's your thing.
And he's good at it. Don't take this, Solana.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, there you go. Solana is intractable on this notion. Unfortunately, John Crotty's not one of those guys that would ever suit up for a radio bit and play him. Like, it ain't happening. I know Crotty's way too serious and way too busy for that nonsense. We got to find someone else. Do you think you could score off Leroy Horde?
Oh, come on. I'll beat Leroy in a one-on-one. Come on.
Bro. You will beat Leroy in one-on-one in basketball?
In basketball, I'll beat Leroy in a one-on-one. No doubt.
You know he rides his bike like 40 miles a
day.
Oh,
no, no. I know. He's an athlete. He's still in good shape.
But you couldn't move him. He is thick.
But this is basketball. This is basketball. It's an art form. It's not about thick, strong. No, it's an art form. It's basketball.
No, it's not basketball. Like, it's not an art form, Solana. Like Hawk said, we played at a Boys and Girls Club, and if I turned my shoulder in the Hawk, there's nothing that Hawk could do to slow me down.
I was done. But I was done. That was it.
Hawk never, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, Hawk, but, you know, you didn't really play sports growing up. Like, you've always been a radio guy.
I played exactly the way you did.
No, you didn't.
That's the funny thing. Now, you look at me, you think I'm 51 and have always been 51. That's why I'm laughing when you talk about your sports background. It's my sports background. I played at the JCC. Guess what? Remember what you said yesterday? I didn't exactly play college basketball at college, and then if you take it a step further, I also didn't play in high school. That's my sports background.
Listen, these are just words. Let's do it. I'll play Leroy. Set it up. FaceTime him right now. FaceTime Leroy. I'll play him.
See, that's the scary part is when you realize I'm you. I'm you in the future.
He's running from it. He's running from that.
FaceTiming Leroy. He loves my afternoon face. He loves my afternoon
face. No bet. Bet off. No bet.
No bet. No action. No action. No. I can't believe he's not answering, this jerk. Come on, Leroy.
He's probably lacing up his shoes looking for his basketball.
He's probably out on that damn bicycle.
FaceTime on a... Oh, he just texted me. He just texted me, kick rocks.
Oh, because you ignored him this morning.
Yeah, pretty much. He doesn't want to be part of my radio shenanigans anymore. All right, you talk about J&K. I'm going to try to get Leroy on this FaceTime.
J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company for over 42 years, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. They are the best. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, but in most cases, they don't have to come to your home or office to fix your roofing needs. Home or office, residential or commercial, there is no job too big, there is no job too small for J&K Roofing to handle, and the special financing offers right now through Y-Green will blow your
Hold on, Leroy just answered the FaceTime. Where are you?
In Publix.
He's in Publix. Solana says he could beat you in one-on-one in basketball.
Hey, tell Solano he could pick up any ball, meet me anywhere, and my broke, beat-down ass would chew him up like a chew toy.
He would chew you up like a chew toy, Solana.
Isn't Leroy, didn't you pull your hamstring tossing a water balloon?
Wait, will you tell him I'm a professional?
That's the nonsense of this all. Like, he doesn't realize that you're a professional athlete, that if you're so thick, he could never move you on a basketball court.
He, really? You know why? because we got all these white guys in the NBA shooting threes. So all the white guys across America think they can win that basketball against a brother because they can shoot threes.
Bingo. Bingo. That's he just nailed it. All right, Leroy, go back to Publix. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, he said he would chew you up like a chew toy, Solana.
I'm with him.
Pulled his hamstring tossing a water balloon. Never forget that. Don't forget that.
You had wrist surgery, and it's 4 years later. You're not healed. So, I mean, you don't exactly have a lot of ground to stand on.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. I want to play Leroy. Let's set it up. I'm down.
Okay. Okay. And you think you'll beat him?
I think it'll be competitive. Yeah, I think I'll beat him. In basketball, I think I'll beat Leroy. Okay. Yeah.
Because of your outside game, I'm guessing. You genuinely believe you're a sharpshooter.
No, I have a post game. I have a post game as well.
Solana, you have a little belly.
You no post game. Post him up? What? All right, go ahead. Finish your J&K. I mean, this guy's insane. I have a post game.
It's crazy. But I was telling you about J&K saving money now. The financing offer through Y-Green will blow your mind. Get those experts, those highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're putting the best material in now. Shingle metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, terracotta, whatever you got up there, and those highly skilled workers are bringing the best material and themselves. They are amazing. I'm telling you, I'm a customer, and I'm a stickler for time. Being on time, it really gets to me. I had a two-day job. I had that little spot on my ceiling. A two-day job, they told me 8:30 both days. When I looked out of my front door at 8:30, they were waiting for me to give them the thumbs up to start working on my roof. It is amazing. No problem since, because quality service, safety, and health is what J&K wants to give us. And let's be honest, as customers, quality service, safety, and health is what we want. And we're in South Florida. That hurricane season's coming around. It rained yesterday. You don't know what's going to happen down here. You don't want to have roofing issues in South Florida. That's why you got to call J&K Roofing today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call. And J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
An amazing text by Leroy Horde here to follow up on our conversation. He texts, "By the way, Crowder didn't do us any favors trying to jump over that creek."
Hey, man, I'm half Malamute. You saw that video, that Malamute, whatever, jumping over the dam.
Yeah, well, you're the half that didn't jump. All right, we got to take a break. We went long there. We got to take a break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I overpronounce, I over-enunciate, I can't stand it. Anyway, here is Alejandro Solana.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, I wanna continue talking about what Solana's saying here. There's a lot of text coming in, but also we're following the Tiger Woods car crash story as well. I see Amanda Guerra from CBS Sports HQ. She tweeted out that according to a lieutenant on the phone with CBS Los Angeles, as far as he knows, Tiger Woods does not have life-threatening injuries. So that's good news there. Again, he's in surgery, Tiger Woods. He had a one car rollover accident this morning. His agent says that he's in surgery, has multiple leg injuries. He was taken out of his car via the jaws of life. But again, according to a lieutenant who's speaking on CBS Los Angeles, he says Tiger Woods' injuries are not life-threatening. So that's good news. In fact, we're working on having some sound for you in the next segment when we do headlines at the top of the hour. And we'll have some sound from CBS Los Angeles talking about the crash site. We've seen the video by now, and everyone knows the story. So, again, Tiger Woods in a one-car rollover crash, extricated via the jaws of life, in the hospital now undergoing surgery. But apparently the injuries are not life-threatening. So that's good news. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll play a little Talk About It Tuesday. I'll read you some of the texts coming in about Solana believing he can beat Leroy Horde in a game of one-on-one. And we'll get to the headlines, too, involving Tiger Woods and the car crash. So let's take a break. 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is the best mix Chex Mix?
Yeah, or mixed kids like me.
Am I allowed to laugh at that?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!